From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This. From Boston, where not many police departments have embraced body and dash cams, WBUR senior reporter Ali Jarmanning has been looking into this and has more. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Arun.
So how many departments in the state have body cameras? And do we know how that compares to departments nationwide?
Yeah, so there was a study about 5 years ago, now that's an eternity in tech timelines, that found about half the nation's departments have body cameras. But experts say that number is now much higher, probably about two-thirds have body cams across the country. But in Massachusetts, only about 17 departments have body cameras, and even fewer have dash cams. That's an older technology. And we are seeing more departments add body cameras. State police just started rolling out their program last month. Somerville, they came to an agreement with their union recently. And Springfield officers, they began wearing cameras last summer.
So elsewhere, why is it not happening or happening so slowly?
So the police chiefs that I spoke to say there's a couple roadblocks. There's money. There's a big cost, not only for the cameras themselves, but also digital storage, training, even personnel to sift through the footage for evidence or records requests. And then there's the unions here in Massachusetts. Police unions often want to negotiate over cameras, and sometimes they can be resistant. And other people I spoke to said there was perhaps this fear of change in Massachusetts. One chief called it our Yankee mentality of, you know, that's not how we do things. And one really interesting excuse I heard was basically we don't need cameras here in Massachusetts. Some say, frankly, police here kill fewer people than in other places. And so they think that there's less of a need.
I can't imagine that argument carries much weight with advocates for reform, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they say it's not just when a police officer kills someone that there should be footage. It should be those, you know, seemingly mundane encounters, you know. Or if you might remember the massive protests for racial justice we had in Boston last year, lots of that was caught on tape. But some advocates, you know, have had a change of heart when it comes to body cameras in the last couple years. Shakia Scott was part of the team that helped push Boston to adopt body cameras 2 years ago. And now she really sees them as less of a solution, you know, especially when she sees police caught on video breaking the law, but there are no consequences.
None of this is working. We are just trying to add Band-Aids onto huge, deep wounds that we're not going to be able to solve by adding more technology.
And still, she thinks that until policing changes, cameras should still be watching.
So you talk to some departments in the state who do have the cameras. What do they have to say?
Yeah, quite a few. And the police chief said, you know, all departments should have cameras in, if they can, although they understand the money and training part of it. And, you know, even some police chiefs, though, are a little bewildered as to why more departments don't have them. So here's Tom O'Donnell. He's the police chief in West Brookfield.
It's that Yankee mentality. That's not the way we did it. As far as police training and procedures and things like that go, we are so far ahead of the curve. It never ceases to amaze me that we're kind of behind on the technology part of it.
He hopes other departments follow his lead.
Ali, this is really important stuff. Thank you for the reporting.
Thanks for having me.
That's WBUR's senior reporter, Ali Jarmanning. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. The state has seen an uptick in COVID-19 transmission in recent weeks. Governor Charlie Baker says the largest growth in cases has been among young people under the age of 30.
I mean, I can't express how important it is, and we've seen this since last fall, that a significant part of what drives case growth, not just here in Massachusetts, but around the rest of the country, is when people let down their guard.
And keeping your guard up, says Baker, means taking the precautions we already know by heart. Wear a mask, socially distance, and get vaccinated if you can. Baker's comments came while touring a mass vaccination site at the Heinz Convention Center alongside CDC Director Rochelle Walensky and state officials. The Heinz vaccination site has now increased its vaccine capacity to 7,000 doses available per day. It's a welcome development in the race to inoculate the majority of Massachusetts before several highly contagious variants of the virus get more of a foothold here. And speaking of those variants, a company that tests wastewater for the presence of COVID-19 says it can now detect one of those variants that first emerged in the UK. The CDC says some 700 cases of this strain have now been detected in Massachusetts. The company, BioBot, is running tests on wastewater from Pittsfield, Boston, and Nantucket, where traces of the UK variant have been detected in recent weeks. And we end on a nice and historic note. The Akwena Wampanoag tribe have something to celebrate. For the first time ever, a tribal member has been admitted to Harvard Law School. Samantha Maltese says that historically, the education of her tribe was bound up in assimilation and denial of Indian identity.
Nearly 400 years in the future, and I intend to use my education as a way to uplift my community and reinforce tribal sovereignty for the rest of Indian country as well.
Maltese starts at Harvard in the fall. Now, I know that today was supposed to be the Red Sox first game of the season, but the weather has refused to cooperate on this April Fool's Day, and the Sox are now set to open their season against the Baltimore Orioles tomorrow, weather permitting. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since April 1st in a good Rickroll, I'm Arun Roth. We'll talk tomorrow. Speaking of podcasts, here's one more you might enjoy. Innovation Hub is a show that celebrates inventive ideas in every aspect of our lives, from education to medicine, transportation to the economy, politics to technology. You'll hear writers, scholars, and other voices who will challenge your assumptions. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.